Greetings in the name Yahweh, the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Restore a Page to Dwell In. We've been preaching and teaching that the only saving name is the name of the Father, YHWH, His Son, who has the same name, and we believe that that is the name that people must call on in the last days. You know, talking about the last days, I believe that we're in the last of the last days. I believe that there's going to be a time that before the great notable day of Yahweh will come, that the sun will be darkened. And did you know, as most of you probably know, that I always believe that He's coming back at Pentecost. I believe the Scripture teaches that. Scripture teaches that He's coming to gather His wheat into the barns. And the grapes, which we believe Pentecost is 50 days after the seventh Sabbath complete, not 50 days from the wave sheaf, the traditional Pentecost. As a matter of fact, Pentecost will be July the 22nd. And guess what? There's going to be a total eclipse of the sun, solar eclipse, total solar eclipse, and it's going to be the longest total eclipse, they said, in the 21st century. Now, whether this means anything or whether it don't, I've got a lot of scripture that teaches that He's coming back at Pentecost. Did you know He came one time on Mount Sinai on Pentecost and delivered a fiery law? Prophet Moses said that He came and with 10,000 of His saints and delivered a fiery law. It's in Deuteronomy. I was looking to see where it was. I don't have my regular Bible here. But anyhow, you know, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of this. And it could be a double prophecy. He said in the book of Jude, it said, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied that Yahweh would come, excuse me, and he would convince the ungodly of their ungodly deeds. Now, he said, we've come with 10,000 saints. And Moses said that He came with 10,000 of His saints. Imagine you look up 10,000 saints there and find it, but it's in Deuteronomy. I was thinking it was in chapter 32, but maybe I'm thinking of something else. But anyhow, He said He delivered a fiery law from His right hand with a fiery law. So if He came and delivered His law on the day of Pentecost, which we believe that law was not delivered until the end of the 40 days and 40 nights. Scripture teaches that. Deuteronomy, I think it's 9:11 teaches it. And, excuse me, there's another, but I know it's in 9:11 in Deuteronomy, where it talks about that it was at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights that He gave Him law. Most traditional Pentecost people believe that it was at the beginning of the third month, but actually it was at the end of the fourth month, or even beginning of the fifth month. And people are all messed up in prophecy. They don't know. They don't understand lunar Sabbaths, and they can't have prophecy right. But anyhow, let me read you 9:11. It says, and it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me the two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. At other places in Exodus, 31:18. Says, let's see, let's look. It's basically the same thing, Exodus 31:18. Anyhow, that's when the law was actually given, written with the finger of Yahweh. He said, told Moses, said, come up and be thou with me, and I'm going to give you a law and tables of stone that I have written. Now remember, this is what he wrote. Let's see, 31. Okay, and verse 18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of the Almighty, or Yahweh. So, you see, the law was actually given at the end of the 40 days, 40 nights, which will put Pentecost just like Leviticus 23:16 teaches. He said, you count your seven Sabbaths first. This is the understanding. Even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. That's when you count up to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath. Then you number 50 days and then bring the new grain offering. And this is in perfect harmony with what Aaron said in Exodus 32 in verse 3. And Aaron said, tomorrow is a feast. But that word feast there is cog. See, there's three cogs a year. You got one in the first month on the 15th, and you got one in the seventh month on the 15th. Well, this one right here, the one that you have to count to, this is at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights that Moses in the Mount that Aaron said this. And it was exactly 50 days after the seventh lunar Sabbath complete. In other words, it was the day after the 50th day. In other words, you got to number 50 days, then bring it. A lot of people bring it on the 50th day, but that ain't what the scripture teaches. It says count seven Sabbaths, then number 50 days, then bring it, which would actually be the 51st day, which will be the 22nd of this month, about 11 more days from now. And that's the very day that the sun is going to be darkened in a clear day. Now, I ain't saying don't go tell everybody. I'm saying this is definitely going to be it. I believe something's going to happen. But I don't know that it will. I don't know that it won't. But I can see how it could. I'll just put it that way. When you read in the I think it's second and third chapter of Prophet Joel. It talks about these things. When he comes back to gather his wheat, now you know there's two kinds of wheat, or hopefully you know, there's two types of wheat. There's a winter wheat, and there's a summer wheat. The only wheat harvest mentioned in the scripture is the one that our Savior said, say not you there yet, 4 months, then cometh the harvest. In other words, it's planted in the springtime, and it's harvested in the summertime. So wheat harvest that people are keeping the traditional Pentecost, it takes 7 months to harvest. It's planted in the fall and reaped about 2 weeks out of barley harvest. That's an unscriptural wheat. You can't find it in the scripture. But anyhow, not changing the subject, but a lot of people listen to our debate between Brother Jerry and myself, lunar Sabbaths and the traditional Saturday Sabbath, and anybody wants to get a copy of them tapes, they could get in touch with me or Brother Buddy Johnson, and we'll get you a copy. But we finally found somebody that would try to defend their teaching. Of course, we don't think they got real far with it. We would like for some of them guys that's writing these articles and these books on it. And people are writing books like Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy. If we could get some of them guys to come on, and then of course Lou White has wrote one, can't think of the name of it, the other one was Pete Peters, and we would like to have them as a guest, and let's hear what they got to say to defend their Sabbath. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm sure they're not ashamed of what they believe. And I don't know either one of them. I don't know Brother Jerry, and he's a real fine fella. And perhaps these other guys are too. But you know, you can be a good person or a fine fella and honest and sincere as they call it. I like to say honest and serious, and still be wrong. And they are. They're definitely wrong. It's irrefutable. Just like talking with Brother Jerry about when the first Sabbath was made known to Moses in Exodus 16. Brother Jerry's focused in on how that the 15th couldn't have been a Sabbath instead of looking to see whether it was or not. But he admits the 16th is the first day of unleavened bread. But he don't believe that was the first day of the week. Well, it's got to be the first day of the week. If the 16th is the first day of, I said unleavened bread, I'm sorry, first day of manna. Think about it. If the 16th is the first day of the manna, the 21st has to be the sixth day of manna. It's an absolute. It said in, let me turn over here and look at it. In Exodus 16, it talks about that they would gather a certain rate every day. I'm going to read verse 4 and 5, and then I'm going to show you something. Look here. Then said Yahweh unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. In other words, he used the moon, who spoke to him, and Moses, the prophet Moses, dated this date. He used the manna to see if they're going to walk in his law or no. Wasn't to show them when the Sabbath. The moon showed them when the Sabbath was. The manna would show them if they going to gather on the Sabbath. Are they going to obey his word or no? A lot of people think so. But let me read verse 5. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Okay. We know that verse 13 said, and it came to pass that at evening, and that word evening is the end of the day, same as over in Exodus 12:13, where it says, keep the 7 days of unleavened bread from the 14th day at evening to the 21st day at evening. That's 7 days. But it begins on the 15th. So the 14th day at evening is the beginning of the 15th. Well, here's when the quails come up, and that's when quails land, roost, in the evening. And, of course, the verse before that, Yahweh said they were going to eat quail between the evenings. But the quail didn't come till it got to the end of the 15th, because that's the Holy Shabbat. They were not eating on the quail then. But even if they were, but they weren't. But if they were, it's still a Holy Shabbat. How do we know this? It's an absolute scriptural fact, because it said, and in the morning, you're going to get manna. Alright, verse 13, and it came to pass that at evening the quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. Now, in the morning, evening, morning, it didn't say next day or tomorrow or morrow, evening, morning. Evening and morning's on the same day. It's after the 15th had ended. But anyhow, that's the first day of manna on the 16th. Brother Jerry acknowledged this. Now, if that's the first day of manna, the 17th would be the second day, 18th would be the third day, the 19th would be the fourth day, the 20th would be the fifth day, and the 21st would be the sixth day. This is a mathematical certainty. And he said you'd gather a certain rate every day, and it'll come to pass on the sixth day, they're going to get twice as much, right? He said, but you ain't going to find it the next day, which would be the 22nd. He said, that's the Holy Shabbat, Moses. This is what Moses told him. So the 22nd was the Holy Shabbat. So that means the 16th was the first day of the week. If the 22nd was the seventh day of the week, that ain't rocket science stuff. But tradition will cause people to not be able to count to seven. It's an absolute. I've seen it over and over. I'm not talking about not just Brother Jerry, but I'm talking about a school teacher. I've had people, Larry Ashton and Chuck Baldwin, debated them for years And it took me years to get them to admit this. They finally admitted the scene, and hopefully Brother Jerry will finally admit it. So if the 22nd was the Shabbat, and the 16th was the first day of the week, that means the 15th, the day before the 16th, was the first, was the seventh day of the preceding week. See, these weeks are lunar. This is not Rochester. I told them, and I told Larry and Chuck and them, and I said, look, what y'all need to do, instead of trying to argue against the mathematical certainty, which tradition causes people to do things like that, I said, what y'all need to do is say the Sabbath just happened to fall on that day. And still keep your traditional Saturday Sabbath, just say it happened to fall on that. But they don't want to do that, or didn't want to, they finally admitted it. So they got to go back in the first month and do something because, see, the Holy Sabbath was on the 15th in the first month. So they got to go over and change that one. Because, see, it's impossible to have a lunar Sabbath, I mean a traditional Sabbath, 2 months in a row by the moon on the 15th. Because, see, what will happen if you got the 15th to Sabbath in the first month, and you count 1 through 7 over and over again, well, when you get to the second month, you'll count the new moon worship day as an ordinary day. And that'll put you Sabbaths on the 7th, 14th in the second month. I hope y'all can see what I'm saying here. But anyhow, to count the Pentecost, the Septuagint, and even the Hebrew text, it teaches the Moedic Sabbath. Well, the Moed of Sabbath is referring to the Moed of the 15th. The Septuagint brings it out. It says the Moed of the first day, talking about the first day of unleavened bread, which is the 16th. That's your first day of the week, or the first day of the first week, to count the Pentecost. And your seventh day of the first week, first Sabbath complete, will be on the 22nd. See, the weeks were lunar, people. Once somebody tells you, you should be able to see it. If you'll just quit trying to make the tradition of men be your guide and make the commandments of Yahweh of none effect. But yet people can't get that solar week out of their mind, 1 through 7. And Ezekiel 46:1 teaches don't count the new moon counting the 6 working days. He said, that's thus saith Yahweh. The gate shall be shut the 6 working days, open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon, which shows there's 3 categories of days. Sabbaths and new moons is not one of the 6 working days, but if you count it as one of the 6 working days, you're going against Scripture. But if you don't count it as one of the 6 working days, and you count it as the first day of the month, and then the next day after the new moon be the first day of the week, all of your Sabbaths will be on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. That's not rocket science either. It's just being able to get out of the tradition of men and quit letting the blind lead the blind. And as I said earlier when starting off, Pentecost conclusively proves lunar Sabbaths. And if you'll count 50 days after the seventh Sabbath, and then bring the new meat offering, like Leviticus 23:16 teaches, your cog will be right where Aaron said was a cog Yahweh, and it was 50 days after the seventh Sabbath complete. And that's what it'll be. This July the 22nd is your true Pentecost. And that's the very day that this, it's even in the Wikipedia, different encyclopedias and stuff, NASA and all, there's going to be the longest solar eclipse of the sun. It's going to be over Asia. You remember Paul went out in Asia. It's going to be all over in there. And it's going to be the longest one in the 21st century. Now that may be significant, it may not. But I'm going to be a little extra. You know, we all can always do better. I'm going to be a little extra on my P's and Q's. so to speak. I believe we should live right all the time, strive all the time. But if Yahweh is warning his people or something, I believe we should take heed. Now, again, don't go tell everybody I prophesied this and that, and gloom and dooms in the world and this, that, and other. But it is going to come to an end. We don't know when. We don't know the day nor the hour, and we don't know the season. I just believe that he's coming at Pentecost. I believe I got scripture to prove it. And it's not even up for debate. You can't. Pentecost, in the book of Acts, the prophet Joel said that the floors would be full of wheat and the wine press is full of wine. Peter said they're not drunk like you suppose. You remember they was accused of being drunk with new wine? It's agriculturally impossible to have wine in the presses on the traditional Pentecost at the beginning of the third month. The grapes are just not ripe. You can't do it. But you can if you count 50 days after the seventh Sabbath complete. You need to go to our website in case I forget to give it out. I forgot to give my number out and everything. I'm doing this broadcast live here. But the website is lunarsabbath.info. I-N-F-O. lunarsabbath.info. Or you can call me as soon as this broadcast is over. I'll be up for a little while and then I'll be asleep because I'm not a night person per se, but the error code is 770. Phone number is 483-8542. That's 770-483-8542. Now, it may be just a coincidence that this special longest eclipse, solar eclipse of the 21st century just so happens on Pentecost. And I know that when he said he comes back, the sun will be darkened. He talks about the wheat being gathered into the barn and the grapes. It mentions grapes, the wine press, the wrath of the Almighty, when that great and fearful day of Yahweh will come. You can read it in Joel. You can read it in Isaiah. You can read it over in Revelations. And you can read it in Matthew. You can read it in the Gospels. There is coming an end, people. And we are in the last of the last days, I believe. Because the reason I believe it, and I'm not too much on prophecy, I'm not too much on Daniel, I'm not too much on Revelation, even though I used to read the book of Revelations every day. I'm not claiming to be a whiz on any of that. I'm more on doctrine and how to live right than I am, I guess, anything else. But there's more scripture of his second coming than his first coming. We know he came the first time. So if you believe he came the first time, and there's more scripture of his second coming than there are his first coming, then you need to take heed. Now, I know people will say, well, where's the promise of his coming? Everything. I had somebody tell me the other day, people have been saying that for 1,000 years. Now, I'm telling all my children, all my family, that, you know, I don't know. I don't believe or disbelieve anything's going to happen this Pentecost, that he's going to come just because we're going to have that solar eclipse. But I said, be ready. We need to be ready every day. But you need to be extra ready because he is. And I believe in scripture prove he's coming on Pentecost. People say, well, he's coming at Tabernacles, Brother Arnold. I don't believe that. There's no scripture for that. They said, well, what about the trumpet sound? Well, there was a trumpet that sounded louder and louder on the day of Pentecost. Bible said this is the true Feast of Trumpets. Talking about the fourth month on Pentecost. He said that trumpet reached to the ends of the earth. When that law was given, on the day of Pentecost, just like was prophesied by Enoch, the seventh from Adam, and it came to pass over there. And if it's a dual prophecy, he's coming again on there. He said, a prophet likened to me, Yahweh was going to raise up. They said, where's Moses at? You know, he's supposed to have been here and all of this. I'm paraphrasing. Moses came on the day of Pentecost. I believe the Messiah is going to come on the day of Pentecost. Don't know which Pentecost. Don't know the day and hour. So don't go tell everybody he's saying he knows this and knows that. But when he comes to gather his wheat, and why not be a better time? You know, he came another time when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. The law that all of these preachers are breaking and saying it's done away with, why not come to render his anger with fear and his rebukes with flames of fire? Why not come back on the day that people are breaking his law, on the same day that he gave the law that people are profaning and saying it's done away with and breaking it? Why not come on that very day? You know, that ain't my scriptural, you know, that's just reasoning and stuff. But I believe, I think it was Nehemiah, one of them, when they had the book of the law and went up and taught them of Jerusalem, and it was on the day of Pentecost that he went up and taught them that. But left from Babylon and went up there and taught the people at Jerusalem. And we've been on here preaching and teaching to keep his laws. The laws, same laws that he gave on the day of Pentecost, he may come back to execute judgment on that day. So I'm just admonishing people to be ready. Hey, what can you lose if you're ready for the 22nd of July and nothing happens? Fine, you've lived a good close life to him. So what's bad about that? Then we'll look for him the next Pentecost. Now, he could come from either one of us any minute, any time. We could tie our shoes one morning and Undertaker untie him that night. It happens. It happens all the time. But anyhow, I just thought I would give them words of exhortation. So Pentecost will be on a Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, be the 22nd. So go to our website, lunarsabbath.info. Click on True Pentecost. I've got tons of evidence. It ain't even got it all up there. But I've got tons of evidence proving that the True Pentecost, according to Leviticus 23:16, is to count 50 days after the seventh Sabbath complete, not after the wave sheaf. And this will harmonize with all the scripture. So go over at lunarsabbath.info. And if you want to call me as soon as this broadcast is over, air code is 770. Phone number is 483-8542. I'll send you free literature. Most of you know me and you know I purposed in my heart to not take no money for preaching or teaching Yahweh's word. I'm not desirous of vain glory. I'm not in this for a reputation. The Messiah said it made himself no reputation. I'm not here to try to argue or just do it. I'm here to tell what thus saith the word of Yahweh. Now, if I'm wrong, if somebody show me I'm wrong, I'll repent. And I don't have a problem with that. The Bible said pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. And I thank Yahweh, I do not have a problem with admitting I'm wrong. See, when a man admits he's wrong, he's not saying he's stupid. He just sounds smarter now than I was a while ago. Or 10 years ago, or whatever. But when a man continues in his wrong, not only does the people that you're talking with know you're wrong, everybody that examines it will know you're wrong. See, truth has no fear of open debate or close scrutiny. The truth will stand, and it's going to be the truth no matter if nobody believes it. And a lie is going to be a lie no matter if everybody believes it. It's something about truth. It don't change. same yesterday, today, and forever. Anyhow, looks like my time's just about come and gone. I appreciate everybody, and I love you. Maybe we'll get a few more broadcasts, but I'm going to make mention of this. I don't worry about what people say. For their sake, most people that listen, for their sake, I hope he don't come this Pentecost when the sun, the sky is darkened. Of course, we may not even see it here on this side of the earth. Don't know. But anyhow, until next week, may Yahweh bless you. Go to our website, lunarsabbath.info. Check it out, the Pentecost, true Pentecost. Or you can call me, 770-483-8542. Till next Tuesday, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom.